Blog Talk Radio.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I did not trust the sweetest spring, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ the His face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil.
Welcome to The Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join me today on the broadcast. It seems like winter will not go away. This weekend, 4 more inches of snow on beautiful downtown Florissant, right here where I live, and yet, today is Monday, March 4th. Officially, we are 17 days away from the official start of spring. And all I can say is come spring soon and free us from this Arctic freeze. I want to introduce you to a great friend of ours. His story is written in our book, Dear God, Please Bring Freedom to Iran. Yesterday, he had a special announcement for musicians about Happy Music Freedom Day.
Hi, I'm Mehdi Rajabian, a musician from Iran, and on March 3rd, I'll be celebrating Music Freedom Day with Free Muse. As independent musicians, we are calling the world to peace and quiet. We are not criminals, we are artists. I've been facing proscription for years simply for my musical activities, meaning that I shouldn't create music. And furthermore, I was in prison for around 2 years and on a food strike for over 30 days. I even risked my own life when it comes to musical freedom. Music cannot be stopped. I want everyone to fight for this musical freedom. Soon we'll put up a flag for music freedom up in the skies. I want to congratulate everyone who is a part of this musical freedom, including our female musicians whose voice is forbidden in Iran. Note is our bullet, and our instrument is our gun, and we are soldiers. Happy Music Freedom Day.
That is the voice of Mehdi Rajabian, who is a tremendous friend and musician. His story is in our book. He was arrested and put in prison and tortured simply because the government of Iran did not like his music. He did not follow their dictatorship rules. And now, after much struggle, he is out on bail. And he put together a tremendous witness of musical freedom with a CD compilation with other musicians entitled Middle East. It is a musical compilation which celebrates musical freedom in countries that are torn and destroyed by dictatorship governments. It's a peace project. And so, Mehdi, we salute you and all musicians on Happy Music Freedom Day. There is a day coming when music will be appreciated and celebrated in the right spirit in Iran. That day is coming. This regime is weakening every day. Zarif is no longer the foreign minister. They are beginning to crumble. God will have the final say. And speaking of that, I want to introduce you today to our very special friend on the broadcast today. Her name is Fatima Mohammadi. Her story is in our book, Dear God, Please Bring Freedom to Iran. And what I want to do on the broadcast today is I want to spend the time introducing Fatima to you and what her beliefs are and why she is such a powerful witness for freedom, religious freedom, that is, in Iran. Just recently, last Saturday, in fact, the Human Rights Commission of the Center in Tehran for Attorneys held a meeting with the slogan Beliefs, and it was on assessing the rights of citizens of religious and religious minorities. And at this meeting, there were representatives and activists from all over, and that included Fatima Mohammadi. It was a meeting where they could air their criticisms and fight for their rights in this meeting. And there was also Baha'i members, another religious minority in Iran. Now, Fatima Mohammadi, at the ceremony, as a representative of Persian Christians, she is a Persian-speaking Christian, a human rights activist, and a former prisoner, according to Articles 18 and 19 of the Global Declaration of Human Rights that emphasizes the freedom of opinion and expression. The Islamic Republic, Fatima reminded the constituents there, the Islamic Republic of Iran is obligated to uphold these articles for freedom of expression. Fatima says, we Persian-speaking Christians want to have the Persian-speaking churches above the ground, not in hiding, not in secrecy. And the reason why many Christians have to meet in house churches is because of this dictatorship government that will arrest them and in some cases put them to death. And so it's discrimination, it's a form of violence. And Fatima Mohammadi spent 6 months in Evin prison over a year and a half ago, simply from converting from Islam to Christianity. You cannot do that in Iran. You are forbidden to do that. Now, since she has been out of prison, she has put together a campaign called the Church is the Right of Christians campaign. And I'm going to talk about that in a few minutes. But I wanted to also let you know that Christianity in Iran is a crime, and the government takes various steps to shut down or silence the voices of Christians. Now, Fatima tells the story. Early in January of this year, I went to the university to register and provided them with the necessary documentation. The registration authority said that these documents will be delivered only for pre-registration. I asked them what the acceptance conditions were, and they responded to the conditional grade and your academic record, and they assured me, this was back in January, that it was not a matter of concern and you will be accepted with your record. Fatima goes on to say, I went to college again on February 23rd, and they told me, your name does not exist in our system. and you've not even signed up. Well, she was shocked. They told her a different story over a month earlier, and now we're telling her that she has not been accepted. Well, obviously, this is due to the fact of her religious beliefs, and she knows that. Since she left Islam, and she was just a Muslim in name only, not a practicing one, that's another rule in Iran, you have to be a Muslim. Since she converted to Christianity and was arrested and put in prison, now she's being barred from university. And so I just wanted to let you know from the very beginning the discrimination and treatment of Christians in Iran. I want to read her story to you. This is the best way you will learn to know about her. In our book, Dear God, Please Bring Freedom to Iran, there is a chapter called Fatima, a Fearless Warrior for Christ. She is only 21 years old, but Fatima is a courageous and fearless young Iranian girl who is determined to send a message to the government about her newfound faith. Recently, she walked away from Islam and converted to Christianity. In Iran, that is a very dangerous thing to do. Iran is governed by the Shiite mullahs, and the Hadith proclaims in volume 957, translated by al-Bukhari, quote, "Whoever changes his Islamic religion, kill him," close quote. Fatima understands the danger, but that doesn't frighten her. She has found hope in Christ and experienced a peace and joy that she never found anytime in Islam. This makes her bolder. And after spending 6 months in Evin prison for her faith, she now stands in front of a video camera and publicly protests her treatment after her release. Holding up a sign, she looks intently into the camera and declares, quote, "I am a Persian-speaking Christian in Iran. This message is for all Christians. Please support us and stand with us that the violence against Christians in Iran will be stopped. The church is the right of all Christians." The camera zooms in for a close-up on the sign that reads, and this is the hashtag, "Not violence against Christians in Iran, and the church is the right of Christians." Fatima has started a campaign for Christians to meet in a main church in Iran instead of having to meet secretly in house churches for fear of being arrested by the government. Fatima published the video in her Instagram account and invited Christians from all over the world to support her. 13 years earlier, in 2005, then-President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad pledged in a speech to an audience of mullahs, quote, "I will stop Christianity in Iran," close quote. Ahmadinejad made it his personal crusade to persecute and arrest all former Muslims who had converted to Christianity and put an end to the underground house church movement. However, more than a decade later, thousands of young Iranians have ignored his threat and found their hope and freedom in Christ. One of these young Iranians, Fatima, was arrested in November 2017 and transferred to Evin prison for being a member of a proselytizing group and acting against national security through propaganda against the regime. These were the charges made against her. Translation, what does that mean? Fatima left Islam and became a Christian, which is against the law since Iran became an Islamic State Republic in 1979. The government interprets this, what Fatima did, as an act of treason that can be punishable by a life sentence in prison or death by hanging. Excuse me. During her imprisonment, she was tortured both mentally and spiritually to repent and forsake her Christian faith. But Fatima refused to deny her newfound love in Christ. Her interrogators used psychological and abusive techniques to humiliate her by inferring that, quote, "You're a prostitute and a sleazy girl that sleeps around with so many men." They attempted, Fatima said, to force me to falsely confess to illicit sexual relations with men. Their entire objective was to make this accusation stick and force me to make up a story about sexual relations for them to read and enjoy, which had nothing to do with my case. This type of immoral interrogation and abusive techniques is frequently used by interrogators to force political prisoners under severe duress to confess to a crime that they've never committed. It is also widely known that male guards engage in sexual abuse and rape against female prisoners on a regular basis in prison in Iran. In this particular situation, the interrogators decided to instead subject Fatima to mental and spiritual torment. Once Fatima was released 6 months later, on May 14, 2018, the abuse didn't stop there. The interrogators continued their mental assault on Fatima by calling her home several times and making the same accusations to her parents. They ended the conversation with a stern warning to the parents, declaring, quote, "It is best that you stop your daughter from her activities, as the path she is on leads to corruption," close quote. Fatima fought back by sending a letter to the court judges complaining about the immoral techniques used against her because she was a woman, revealing that they had shouted at her and kicked the legs of the chair that was sitting on to force her to confess and put into writing that she had sexual relations with other men. Determined to get the attention of the proper authorities, Fatima staged a sit-in protest across from Evan Prison until somebody listened and processed her complaint. When that didn't produce the desired result, she then made a video holding up a sign calling on churches around the world to join her in putting an end to the discrimination and violence against Christians in Iran. Instead of cowering in fear to the abuse by the prison interrogators and denying her Christian faith, Fatima has instead boldly stood up to her accusers, calling on them to be held accountable for their immoral methods of persecution against her. Where does Fatima get such a boldness to stand up in such a dangerous place to be a Christian? Well, she gets her boldness from the teachings of God's Word, which says and proclaims, "The wicked run away when no one is chasing them, but the godly are as bold as lions." Proverbs 28, verse 1. Fatima can fearlessly confront the evil in Iran because Jesus has given her boldness and strength, telling her to not be afraid. 2,000 years ago, Jesus looked intently into the eyes of Peter, who had just declared that he was the Christ, and made a powerful promise, quote, that he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Jesus has empowered his church in Iran with supernatural power and protection against Satan and all of the forces of evil. Ahmadinejad boasted he would rid Iran of Christianity, and 13 years later, Iran is instead overflowing with fearless warriors who have believed the promise of Christ that hell itself will never stop the powerful, life-changing message of the gospel. This is our dear friend Fatima. I will talk to her many, many times on Telegram. I will help her with English translation. She has a video up on my Praying for the Persecuted Church page, and where she introduces herself and then explains what her campaign is all about. Her campaign is on Instagram. You can find her campaign, the KHM campaign, the Church is the Right of Christians campaign. And it is a very, very important campaign for you and I to support, with videos saying we as people, we as Christians support you, Fatima. And you can hold up a sign saying the church is the right of Christians and make a short speech of support for the Christians in Iran. I want you to understand something about Christianity in Iran. The largest underground church in the world is not here. It's not in China. It's in Iran. Thousands of Iranians meet secretly every day to proclaim their faith, to study the Bible, to worship. What Fatima wants to do is have the Iranian government recognize Christians to stop the violence, to stop the persecution, and allow these secret churches to instead meet in one main church above the ground. That is her proclamation. That is her campaign. Now, from a human standpoint, the government will never allow that. They are against any former Muslims converting to Christianity, and especially to have a church above ground. In Iran, there are Armenian and Assyrian churches, but they have been so controlled by the government that many of them have been shut down, and these Christians cannot meet. Now, by the way, these particular churches are not former Muslims. These are already Christians, but yet the government controls what they can say and who can come to their churches. Muslims are forbidden to attend these churches. What Fatima wants to do is to have a main church above ground instead of underground. And I believe Jesus will empower her and give her great favor and strength and boldness to carry out this very difficult mission. And I believe Jesus, who said that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church, that one day Fatima may see her dream and her prayer come true. But it takes our support. We have to fill up her Instagram account page with videos. And what you need to do is two things. If you don't have access to Instagram and you want to send Fatima a video, you send that video to me in my messenger mailbox, and I will make sure she gets that video. All you need to do on this video is just take a few seconds of your time, hold up a sign that says the church is the right of Christians in Iran, and say a few words of support for our dear friend. You don't have to be gifted. Just say it from your heart. It's the intent and the message that counts. You send that video to me. I will send it to Fatima. She already had, just a few days ago, a non-Christian man who pledged her support for her campaign, and it's up in her Instagram account. She needs our assistance and our help. In order for her to make a bold proclamation for what she believes, she needs the support of the body of Christ. Jesus has promised us that our faith is built on a rock, our confession of Jesus as Lord. And upon this rock, this fortress, the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. In Iran, it is very dangerous to do what Fatima does. Several times since she's been released, the government has called her home, and they have harassed her, and they have pledged to her, very soon we will see you. They have threatened her. They removed her name from the rolls of the university. I really, really urge you to support our dear friend. There is a strong possibility that she could be arrested again. And the judge who she talked to in prison, and I quote what he says, if I see you here once again, you'll spend the rest of your life here. When Fatima was in prison a few months ago, they wouldn't let her have access to her Bible. She went on a brief hunger strike, and they did not help her medically. Her heart was racing dangerously away in her chest. She got very ill. They wouldn't treat her. They engaged in mental torture. In some cases, in Iran, a young woman is in danger of being raped in prison. Thank God the Lord protected her from that. But what I want to say to you this morning in closing, as I've talked at length about Fatima, is the situation of Christians in Iran is very dire. The government is intending to do what Ahmadinejad said he would do 14 years ago, and that is stop Christianity. But as we've learned today, in the promise of Christ, Christ has said the gates of hell cannot prevail against the church. If Christians believe the message of Christ, Christians will rise up and support Fatima. Do you know there are over 300,000 Christians, and there's no way to absolutely tabulate this, but that is the number, the conservative number, of those Christians in Iran that have to meet secretly. And as we have learned this morning, it takes one young Christian with boldness. And the name of the story in my book about Fatima is A Fearless Warrior for Christ. That's what our friend is. What is it about Christ that drew Fatima into a relationship with him? It is that Jesus gives us hope. He gives us unconditional love and forgiveness. He promises us complete forgiveness of all of our sin, our guilt, and our shame. You see, what attracts thousands of Iranians is the hope, the freedom, the forgiveness, the love that they see in Christ that is not there in Islam at all. Iranians are coming to Christ because they see in Christ such compassion and love and forgiveness. I saw just this morning a picture from Manush's church of a young Iranian girl, I think her name was Sanaz, being baptized. It is a wonderful, wonderful celebration when a person surrenders their life to Christ and is baptized. Today, I urge you, please support our dear friend Fatima in the Church is the Right of Christians campaign in Iran. She is fearless and she is bold, and she needs our support. And this morning, if you feel led to do that, please send me your video, and I will make sure that our dear friend gets it, and she can display the support of Christians all over the world. I want to say God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to the broadcast today. I will see you this Thursday for our Bible teaching again on the Beatitudes. God bless you.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I did not trust the sweetest spring, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ. High and stormy gale.